Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. Could you tell me what company you are?
Here we're a third-party call center for different companies. Did you have a charge, or was it something you were inquiring about, ma'am?
Yeah, I was a charge on my statement.
Okay, I can pull up the account if you have one. What's your zip code?
15644.
And what was your name?
Barbara Diehl, D-I-E-H-L.
Thank you. Can you confirm your mailing address, ma'am?
412 Good Street, Jeanette, Pennsylvania, 15644.
Thank you. One second.
Sure.
Okay, I see that you did order a facial cleanse back on the 18th of December.
A face cream. Okay, I know what it is now. But I thought I ordered that through like QVC or the other one.
Yes, ma'am.
That's where I ordered it from then.
Yes, ma'am. So what happens is because it was a promotion, the promotion is along with a online store called Factory Direct Savings Store, and they charge a membership fee. So you were charged a membership fee on the 22nd. They do send out a gift card for that as well. It's $125 that goes to your email that you can use for them. But that's what the additional charge was for.
Oh, then how do I get out of that?
I can cancel it for you if you're not interested in it.
Oh, no, I'm not. I thought it was something I ordered from Q or HSN. Nobody said anything about membership.
Okay, I can cancel it for you. It might have been in, like, the terms and conditions, because the terms and conditions may have had those listed, but I can cancel it for you, like I said, if it's not something that you actually are interested in.
Oh,
and
yes.
And you can write down that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
I am ready.
All right. It is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
258.
Okay.
792.
Okay.
052.
Okay, that's a confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you will get in touch with them then? Is that New Face or something, did you say?
No, ma'am, I didn't. It was, like I said, the actual facial cleanse, that is not something that we actually get to see. Like, it goes through the company. With us being just a call center, we don't really get to see the products or anything unless we look for them ourselves.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But I did cancel so you don't have to worry about any further charges or anything.
Right.
I do want to make sure that you actually got the product, though. Did you get the product yet?
I'm not sure which product it was.
Let me check. I can see.
Okay.
Okay, so it was ordered December 18th. I can check to see if you get it. Yeah, so it says it was delivered on the 27th of December. That's probably why you don't remember those back in December. It wasn't from this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just can't think of what that. You know what? Maybe that was on Amazon.
Did you do a survey on Amazon?
Yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's probably where it came from, most likely.
Okay. Then that must have been, I think I ordered fragrances. I gave that to as a gift. I hope they didn't order something that I'm getting charged for. Okay. No, because I ordered her perfumes. It wasn't even a face cream.
Yeah, this was a facial cream.
This was through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to look at that and see what it was and make sure I don't get any more charges. Oh my God, $112.
Yes,
oh, was that $49.97 the monthly charge, or was that?
It is a monthly charge. The cream was only $7.45.
I know exactly what that was. Mm-hmm. That was one of those dang dumb. You get rewards. I don't even. They used to do it when you did a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so many points build up, and you go down the list and you pick one. That's what it was.
So this is what I have to tell most people, because, you know, most people say, oh, my gosh, I'm so crazy for not looking. But it's because it's different types, and most people don't know. There are several different types of surveys and different types awards. Now, for some of them, you just get the prize and that's it. There's nothing to it. You don't receive anything else, nothing more, nothing less, right? But then you have some that are trials to where you keep getting the product every month. Then you have some that may be a promotional deal for like an app, so you're enrolled into a membership. It's so many different types. So I tell people, like they say, well, you can't see the fine print. Well, if the terms and conditions when you're doing it are small, zoom in so you can see what you're signing up for. Because like, we have different surveys that are just the gift. You'll just get just that gift and that's it. But we also have some that are part of promotional deals that get you into a membership if you click the terms. Some of them is like with the facial cream or with different type of CBD oil. They'll keep sending that every 30 days. There's one that if you sign up for the purse, they send out a different designer purse every 30 days. So you have to actually look at it. And most people, they keep it depending on what the product is. Because if it's something they like, they'll keep it. But if you are just one of those people that just did not know, and you only wanted that one thing, then most people say, well, you know, let me cancel it, and then if I change my mind later, we'll call back. So I definitely understand, you know, the frustration of that.
Oh, I haven't fallen into this trap for a long time. I've been through that before. And thank God, please cancel. And I'll keep an eye out that they aren't charging me again.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And also with that cancellation number, make sure you keep that for your records. If you ever do need to call in, or if you see something suspicious and you think it's from us, you can call back and we can check for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service.
You have a great day.
You too, ma'am.
You made my day. Okay, thank you, honey. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.